This is WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston. I'm Alan McClellan, and tonight my colleague Kathy Fuller brings you an April 2019 performance by the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, a group that has a vibrant online season for 2021. The latest concert is called Rewind 2, Remembering Beauty, with music by Debussy, Carter, and Brahms, and it's available now through March 20th. Learn more about it when you visit classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Now here's Kathy Fuller and the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston.
A little bit off the beaten path, a little bit wink wink. That's how Deborah Bolden describes her programming philosophy for the ensemble she founded 22 years ago. And that philosophy has won the Chameleons lots of fans. Their concerts thread pieces together under a single theme, creating cross-references that the Boston Globe says are not just intellectual, you can feel them in your body. Tonight, the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston gathers its all-star roster under one umbrella, a program called Upon One Note, an adventure based around a cheeky concept, the Key of C, a concept inspired by Oliver Nussin's fantasy After Purcell, where middle C is ever-present. Also on the program, Poulenc's witty sextet in C, a Haydn C major piano trio, and finally Schubert at his most sublime, the string quintet in C. It's coming up now on WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston. I'm Kathy Fuller, here at First Church in Boston in the city's beautiful Back Bay. Tonight's program begins with music from 1932, capricious, lovely, very tongue-in-cheek. It's Poulenc's Sextet for Piano and Winds in C. Deborah Bolden is the Chameleon's artistic director, and she's their flutist, and she finds that Francis Poulenc had an uncanny ability to write for her instrument.
I find when someone has a real affinity for writing for the flute, I can feel the instrument vibrate in my hands, and when that happens, I feel personally more connected to the music, that I am the vehicle that makes it happen rather than trying to fight against the technical demands. I think that he knew about resonance.
It's true. Poulenc was a really good pianist, and he didn't play any of the wind instruments, but he loved and understood them all. Well, here they are, six members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble: flutist Deborah Bolden, oboist Nancy Dimmock, clarinetist Kelly O'Connor, bassoonist Damian Primus, French hornist Stephen Schertz, and pianist Mika Sasaki. Poulenc's Sextet in C on WCRB in concert with the Chameleons.
Thank you.
Poulenc Sextet for Piano and Winds in C, members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston at First Church in Boston. That was flutist Deborah Bolden, oboist Nancy Dimmock, clarinetist Kelly O'Connor, bassoonist Damian Primus, French hornist Stephen Schertz, and the pianist was Mika Sasaki. You're listening to WCRB in Concert from First Church in Boston. I'm Kathy Fuller. Tonight's program is called Upon One Note, which is the name of Oliver Nussen's piece that you're about to hear. He wrote it in 1995 for the 300th anniversary of the death of the 17th century English composer Henry Purcell. Inspired by a fantasia by Purcell in which middle C sounds throughout. Deborah Bolden tells what Nussen did with it.
He actually describes it. I brought a little quote that he wrote about the piece. He says, it begins like a floating dreamlike place that recalls but does not sound at all like Purcell. The progress of the piece is like a gradual waking up from this state, with the original coming more and more into focus until it stands unadorned at the end. So we don't actually hear Purcell at the beginning. We hear Oliver Nussen at the beginning, and then suddenly you hear bits of Purcell coming into play, middle C sounds throughout, and then we're in the past. And I think that's one of the things which makes it so special.
Here are members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble to play Oliver Nussen's Upon One Note, Fantasia After Purcell. Kelly O'Connor is the clarinetist here with violinist Yune Ko, cellist Raphael Popper-Kaiser, and pianist Mika Sasaki. Upon One Note, Fantasia After Purcell, written in 1995. It is like a dream. Oliver Nussin's homage to the 17th century English composer Henry Purcell. You heard members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston, clarinetist Kelly O'Connor, violinist Yune Ko, cellist Raphael Popper-Kaiser, and pianist Mika Sasaki. It's WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble, a whole program called Upon One Note, A Journey in and Around the Key of C. I'm Kathy Fuller. Artistic director Deborah Bolden is doing constant searching and researching to come up with the unusual programs that have made this ensemble famous over the last couple of decades. How does she decide if a piece belongs on a concert?
I listen, and if it brings me joy, then it goes on the A-list. And it's kind of as simple as that. And then I take this, what turns out to be an extremely large A-list, to try to find other commonalities and then puzzle together programs. And I often put them together even in my head as I'm walking around town. People see me walking down Mass Ave and I look like I'm about to bump into a sign. They may be steering the other. But I'm often thinking about how music goes together.
That's Deborah Bolden talking with Brian McCreath about her mildly dangerous technique of putting together a program for the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston. Well, tonight's program is based in C major, so Haydn's bright, brilliant 43rd piano trio works really nicely. Here are Ayano Ninomiya, violin, Joshua Gordon, cello, and Mika Sasaki playing the piano. Thank you. Haydn's 43rd Piano Trio with members of the Chameleon Arts Ensemble of Boston, Ayano Ninomiya, violin, Joshua Gordon, cello, and Mika Sasaki, piano. Haydn, as effervescent as you could ask for, with a wonderful part for the pianist. Coming up next, Schubert's String Quintet in C, when WCRB in concert with the Chameleon Arts Ensemble continues.